Welcome to the news with NDTV. It's Thursday, August 22nd. Coming up in today's episode, Supreme Court's directive to prevent violence at medical facilities. Will Congress forge alliances for Kashmir election? 10 die in Tripura flood and Prime Minister Modi's Poland visit. The Supreme Court has directed all states and union territories to take measures to prevent any potential violence at medical establishments. Meanwhile, Solicitor General Tushar Mehta informed the court that CISF has been deployed at R.G. Kerr Medical College, where a 31-year-old trainee doctor was raped and killed. A Supreme Court bench led by Chief Justice of India, D.Y. Chandrachur, with Justices B. Pardiwala and Manoj Mishra, heard the case after taking suo motu cognizance. The CJI said today, and I quote, "The duty is almost 48 hours. Then you are either in a physical or mental state to resist if somebody is teasing you. I'm not even going into serious crimes," unquote. Notably, the doctor who was raped and killed at R.G. Kerr Medical College and Hospital was resting in a seminar hall at the end of a 36-hour shift. The court also called out working conditions faced by resident doctors across the country and termed it as inhuman. It also called on a 10-member national task force it constituted earlier this week to streamline and regulate the working hours of medical professionals. The Bengal government and state police have faced serious allegations of mishandling the case. Regarding this, and after going through police diary and sequence of events, Justice Pardiwala said, and I quote, "The procedure followed by the police in criminal law is not as stated in the CRPC or what I have seen in 30 years of my career. So it is true that unnatural death report was given after the post-mortem," unquote. Meanwhile, regarding crimes against women, Trinamool MP Abhishek Banerjee has posted on X, quote, "Over the past 10 days, while the nation has been protesting against the R.G. Kerr Medical College incident and demanding justice, 900 rapes have occurred across different parts of the country. During the very time when people were on the streets protesting against this horrible crime, sadly, a lasting solution still remains largely undiscussed. With 90 rapes reported daily, 4 every hour and 1 every 15 minutes, the urgency for a decisive action is clear. We need strong laws that mandate trials and convictions within 50 days, followed by the severest punishments, not just empty promises. State governments must act and urgently push the union for a comprehensive anti-rape law that ensures swift and strict justice. Anything less is merely symbolic and tragically ineffective. Wake up, India," the Trinamool MP posted on X. In next, is Congress planning a pre-poll alliance in Jammu and Kashmir? According to Congress Chief Mallikarjun Kharge, they certainly are open to the idea. The Congress Party Chief, along with Leader of the Opposition in Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, today spoke with Congress leaders and workers in Kashmir to get feedback about the grassroots level preparation for the assembly polls. Speaking with local reporters after the meeting, Mr. Kharge said, and I quote, "This was the first meeting after the polls were announced. We are here to seek the views of local leaders and workers for polls and alliances," unquote. Adding that they aim to restore statehood for Jammu and Kashmir. "This is a key election for the valley as it is the first election in 8 years and would be the first election after the bifurcation of the state in 2019, following the abrogation of Article 370. Mr. Kharge also said Rahul Gandhi was interested in forging pre-poll alliance in Jammu and Kashmir. Attacking the ruling alliance about the valley, he said not a single promise made by the Bharatiya Janata Party before the polls has been fulfilled. Mr. Kharge alleged, and I quote, "Not a single promise made to the people of Jammu and Kashmir before the polls have been kept. All of them have been jumlas," unquote. The Election Commission recently announced the poll dates for the valley as September 18th, 25th and October 1st. Results for the same shall be announced on October 4th. Meanwhile, Congress MP Rahul Gandhi claimed blood ties with the people of Jammu and Kashmir and declared restoration of statehood. This is not the first time Mr. Gandhi has claimed blood ties with Jammu and Kashmir. He said, and I quote, "I am a Kashmiri. I want to have a lifelong relationship with the people of Jammu and Kashmir. It is our priority and of the India bloc to restore statehood as soon as possible. We expected this would be done prior to the election, but it is okay. Elections have been declared. And so we hope statehood would also be restored. And the democratic rights of Jammu and Kashmir people will also be restored," Mr. Gandhi told reporters after meeting with Congress leaders in Srinagar. He added that in India after independence, Many union territories were later made into states, but this was the only example of a state being downgraded. And next, as many as 10 people have died and more than 34,000 people have been displaced amid a worsening disaster situation in Tripura on Wednesday, officials have said. Over 34,000 people belonging to more than 6,600 families have so far taken shelter in camps across 8 districts, while over 1,000 houses were damaged in the floods, authorities have said. Chief Minister Maniksa had talked with Union Minister Amit Shah over the phone and apprised him about the prevailing flood situation in the state. He sought deployment of additional National Disaster Response Force or NDRF personnel. Meanwhile, the government clarified today that flooding in the eastern districts of Bangladesh, which is facing political turmoil after violent protest, forced Sheikh Hasina to resign as Prime Minister and flee to India, that they were not caused by the opening of a dam on Gumti River in Tripura. Breaking from breaking news, an ex-Google recruiter has warned candidates not to ask questions regarding work-life balance during a job interview. According to CNBC Make It. According to this former Google recruiter and the current CEO of a salary data company, Faircom, Nolan Church said that questions like how does the company support work-life balance indicate that the professionals don't want to work hard, in his words. He said it's inappropriate to ask this question during the interview process, even if you need to know whether you want the position with the cost of work-life balance. Instead of inquiring about the company's objectives, candidates asking about questions about how long a workday is a red flag, according to Mr. Church. The executive stated that the question needs to come after one has already received an offer letter. That's when they have more leverage and have already demonstrated their ability to accomplish the job. He says, until you wait for that moment, I don't think you've earned the right to ask. And next, Prime Minister Narendra Modi today met his Polish counterpart, Donald Tusk, and discussed ways to strengthen bilateral ties. PM Modi arrived in Poland on Wednesday for the first leg of his two-day nation visit, during which he will also travel to the Ukrainian capital, Kyiv. Prime Minister Modi's visit to Poland is the first trip by an Indian Prime Minister to the country in the last 45 years. After the meet, in his address he said, quote, today we have identified several initiatives to give a new direction to the relations. As two democratic countries, the exchange of views between our parliaments should be encouraged. Work will be done to connect the private sector to broaden economic cooperation. Poland has world leaders in the field of food processing. We want Polish companies to be associated with the mega food park being built in India. Clean coal technology, green hydrogen, renewable energy and artificial intelligence are also our common priorities. We invite Polish companies to join Make in India and Make for the World. India has achieved many milestones in areas such as fintech, pharma and space. We will be happy to share our experience with Poland in these areas. He stated that India is not far away from becoming the third largest economy of the world. He also spoke about his commitment to make India the third largest economy in his third term. Meanwhile, he underlined the need for dialogue and diplomacy to resolve disputes between nations, with specific reference to Russia's war on Ukraine and military tension between Iran and Israel in West Asia, rather than allowing it to descend into military conflict. Mr. Modi made the comments during his visit to Poland, whom he also thanked for helping evacuate Indian students stranded in Ukraine after the war broke out in February of 2022. Quote, the conflicts in Ukraine and West Asia are concerning, but the answer to any problem is not in the battlefield. We support dialogue and diplomacy. Unquote, he said in a joint statement with his Polish counterpart, Donald Tusk. That's all for today. You are listening to the News with NDTV, your daily newspaper and TV bulletin wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to the News with NDTV on Apple, Spotify and the NDTV News app. This is your host, Anviti, signing off.